is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. In Tripura, electioneering is gradually picking up in the run-up to the first two phases of the Lok Sabha elections on April 19th and April 26th. Major parties have geared up canvassing. Out of the two Lok Sabha seats, the Tripura West parliamentary seat will go to polls on April 19th, while the Tripura East will go to polls on April 26th. The Indian National Congress announced its candidates for the two seats of Lok Sabha elections, while the ruling party BJP is yet to declare its candidate in Manipur. Manipur Pradesh Congress Committee President K. Meghachandra announced that the professor of Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi, Angamcha Bimon Akwejam, and former MLA Alfred Kangram Arthur will contest in the inner Manipur Lok Sabha and outer Manipur respectively. In view of the preparation for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, the Chief Electoral Officer of Meghalaya, Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari, yesterday chaired a meeting with the nodal officer from the headquarters Eastern Air Command Upper Shillong and Group Captain A. Sharma, the Director of Negrims Nalin Mehta, the Transport Department of Meghalaya, the Directorate of Health Services, State Nodal Officer CAPF, discussing on putting in place an air ambulance during the Lok Sabha general elections 2024. The CEO has emphasized on the ECI's concern over healthcare and best ever facilities for medical treatment on cashless basis, and also informed that even though the weather challenge present in the state, all needful arrangements for airlifting in medical emergency have to be put in place as per ECI's direction. The National People's Party candidate for Lok Sabha poll, Amparin Lingdor, from Shillong parliamentary seat, filed her nomination papers yesterday. Lingdor, along with her supporters, marched to the DC office and filed her nomination. Cabinet ministers, including Snyabha Langdhar, Preston Tinsong, and others were also present at the time of filing the nomination papers. In an unexpected political development ahead of Lok Sabha election scheduled on the 19th of April, the BJP has decided to quit from the electoral race in Meghalaya to support the NDA and Meghalaya Democratic Alliance ally. The Mizoram People's Movement Party candidate for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections 2024, Richard Vallal Mangahai, filed his nomination at the District Election Officer's office yesterday. Speaking to reporters after filing his nomination, Richard said that whether he will be with the NDA or India, if elected, will be decided by his party's high command. The Citizen Action Party has released its first list of candidates for the upcoming Sikkim Assembly elections. In its first list, the CAP announced 14 candidates for the upcoming Sikkim Assembly elections. Sikkim comprises 32 Assembly seats and one Lok Sabha constituency. CAP has decided to contest the Sikkim Assembly elections independently without forming any alliances. Additionally, the CAP party seated that candidates for the remaining 18 assembly seats in Sikkim and the lone Lok Sabha constituency from the state will be announced by the 24th of this month. The Public Health Engineering Department, Government of Meghalaya, yesterday observed World Water Day 2024 at Ususutham Auditorium, Shillong. The theme for the World Water Day celebration this year was Water for Peace. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Secretary D.P. Walang emphasized the profound significance of water in our lives and its role in fostering peace and prosperity. The theme for this year, Water for Peace, urges everyone to recognize the vital importance of water in promoting cooperation, harmony and sustainable development. He highlighted Jal Jeevan Mission's crucial role in providing access to clean drinking water for all. Meghalaya is blessed with abundant rainfall, rich water resources and stunning landscapes. There is also a pressing concern to sustainably safeguard these water resources and water bodies, the Chief Secretary added. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.